Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sit a step into the light, si hlabelela no Ava, si ngenile esigabeni sokugcina njoba selishayile ihora lesine 15 after 4 o'clock. Ya sijula ngezwi, ya sizojula ngalo manje njoba ke singena kwi discussion ngikanye ke no brother brother Sema, John Sema, ngikanye bathathi phone yami la ngibhalele khona zokizizo yonke imininingwane yami bazothi bahle akazi ama-guest wakhe ukuthi bangabobani ngiyaxolisa bazalwane. Ya, sizokhuluma udaba la njengoba ngishilo ngithi udaba olubucayi kakhulu. But ngiyalithanda iBhayibheli ngoba iBhayibheli lihlakaniphile kakhulu. Nanoma indaba inzima kangakanani kodwa iBhayibheli iyakhona ukuthi isilethele impendulo la kunemibuzo khona. Ngikanye no Pastor Walter Manaka, ngikanye no Mr. Ditopa Fortani, Ditopa Fortani, kanye ke no brother Sehlako Mathebe, but thina simazi ngo John Sema, so uzochaza ukuthi why anamagama ayi 4 or ayi 15, yeah, somewhere there. Okay, sanibonane ekhaya, dumelang. Greetings.
Greetings, Mrs. Batle.
Le kai.
Aritengile
kai mina ngisikhulumela isiZulu bakithi. IsiZulu niyasizwa ngithi bazalwane.
Yebo.
But ke xa uvuya lesiTswana, lesiTswana ke sibuwa. Erike simule ka mo ka mo brother John Sema. Brother, how are you?
I'm doing well, my sister. How are you?
Okay, okay. How we mo making wa how? You are far away from your.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you. But ke kopo sa ya tumetsa thata mo molomong wa hao ne hore sa itsa di poo poo poo. Yeah.
Para, thank you. No, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate.
Amen. Ke kopo ba dumedise ko gae.
Okay, now I'd like to greet each and every person who's listening at home. We are happy to be here.
Amen.
We will still be here even next week and so and forth.
Until month ifela.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Okay. Ke kopa ka mo Mr. Ditupa Fortani. Ke pronounce handle.
Yeah, somewhat.
Umusotho.
Yeah, I see that's a debatable issue.
Okay.
I suppose it requires a separate
all right.
Show.
Okay.
To unpack it. Yes, but I do speak Sepedi. Grew up in Limpopo.
Oh.
Yeah, by virtue of that, I could be regarded as Mopedi.
Okay. Neke batla go itlwa hona mo. Ke dumedise moruti ka mo Pastor Walter Manaka. Muruti.
Yeah, greetings to you, Sesibutle, and your listeners at home.
Amen.
Thanks very much for hosting us today, and we're looking forward for this show.
Hangata, if ili first time reza program, ke karata hore re thole a brief ya background hore Muruti ke mang, and then ebe re tla hape le ka mo Ntate Ditupa le ka mo Brother John. Okay, ke kopa thoma ka wena Muruti.
Yeah, na ke Muruti Manaka. I'm coming from the church called Pool of Life Deliverance Ministries. We are based in Limpopo, Khotsoro, Matlala, and we have also a branch in Pretoria, Denville. And by profession, I'm a police officer in the city,
okay.
Metropolis Tshwane. And I'm staying somewhere in Elandsport.
Okay. All
Thank
right.
You.
Unalebana, you married?
Yeah, I'm married to one wife.
Yes.
Named Sylvia.
Uh-huh.
Puti, and I've got four children. The Thornolo, firstborn, he's 21. Penyo is 15. Untatile is 11 and Taboho is 6.
Okay. Wow. Are tla ka mo ka mo Mr. Didupa.
Greetings Osbatle, and so my name is Didupa Futani. Grew up in Limpopo, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the most part of my upbringing in Limpopo. I'm a born again child of God. I spent my entire spiritual upbringing in Assemblies of God. I'm a published author. I have released 6 books now. I also do mentoring and coaching, mm-hmm. especially for aspiring, you know, authors. Also, I'm involved in several projects that are in my area of purpose. One is Brothers Keeper SA. We are a group of men who meet, you know, every month to tackle men-related issues. And I'm also part of an organization we call Mopoloshwa. It's a Christian organization which is non-denominational.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we have created it as a platform that will, you know, discuss quite a number of issues like the one that we'll be discussing today,
mm-hmm.
Issues that normally do not find full expression in churches because of, you know, the, if you like, the baggage and the burden of, you know, being affiliated with a particular church. Sometimes yeah. that restricts you, you know, from, you know, engaging in certain church-related topics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And my wife and I, well, I'm married to Lungile Masemula.
Mm-hmm.
We are now 11 years in marriage.
Mm.
So my wife and I started a project we call The Marriage Thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically the platform wherein we would like to empower, you know, couples and, you know, create space for couples to share their experiences and grow each other in this institution of marriage. Lastly, I have a company or a project I call Futani Books,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, I utilize to assist aspiring authors, you know, in terms of publishing their books and so forth. In a nutshell, that's, you know, what I do.
Mm, yeah. Wapere dikua ni tse din chin 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 di apakela na mo. Retlosa e? Ona le mo kotlase retlosa e. Okay. Na retavela go khuitsi Mr. Didupa. A retle ka mo ka mo Brother John Seema. Mm. Na go itse ya le ko Facebook mara ke bone le leng le bitso ke brother Sehlako Mathebe.
Yeah, no, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of people do not understand why I'm using that name.
Yeah.
Obviously my other name is John.
Okay.
Sema is just a short name for Sehlako Mathebe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm also a born again Christian brother.
Uh-huh.
Who loves the Lord. Uh-huh. I'm very passionate about the work of God. And I'm also interested, or rather my profession is in media and communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running John Seema Media. It's a company that deals with PR and communication.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also doing podcast. I'm the host for John Seema. I'm in Pull Up with Seema podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing that I think brought us together. When you contacted me, I think if you remember very well,
yeah,
I was more interested in the role, particularly because I was a news editor before for radio. So my yeah. love for radio has always been there.
Yeah.
So, but the most, I think, that sticks out above everything is the love for God.
For God, yeah.
Yeah, the profile that we can give you is, as much as I'm important, but I think the love for Christ is the one that should be at the apex of our priority.
Sibonge rea leboga ukuthini bela today. I know ukuthi ngezinye ikhathi kunokuthi dilotsering here di discussa e be di sankiwa yaka di good news because kunokuthi kube khona ukudonsa donsana especially uma kuza endabeni ye tithe. So before sizwe unpack le ndaba ngicela ukuthi sithathe i break and then uma sibuya mhlambe re thome ka go hlalosa hore ha re bua ka tithe re bua ka eng. And I believe ukuthi uma sichaza the definition ye tithe sizwe ithatha kuphi from the word of God. Okay, ngicela ukuthi sindlule ngala ngaphambi kokuthi siqhubeke.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Keep listening to your daily companion. Download our app on the App Store or Play Store or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Get ready for Praise South Africa.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Yebo, yebo ungaphuthelwa singu Radio Pulpit sikulethela i Praise South Africa. So next week Friday ziyaduma bazalwane, yenza show ukuthi uthole ticket lakho e Quicket or mhlambe ungafonela la e Radio Pulpit ku 012-334-1200. Asibuyele endabeni bazalwane, umbuzo wethu la njoba sizongena odabeni, siyabuka ukuthi ngabe i tithe irrelevant in this new dispensation. Ke kopa go thoma ka wena brother John. Tithe ke eng? Ha re bua ka tithe re bua ka eng?
All right. Now, my understanding of tithe in simple terms is a tax that Christians are expected to pay from their salaries or even from their livestock that one will have amassed over the years or depending on when will the person harvest.
Okay.
And tithe obviously comes from the word tenth. In other words, 10% of what you would have amassed will then be expected that you will give it to God. You will send it to God through church channels, of course.
Okay.
And as to whether it's relevant or not, I think that shall be delved deeper into we shall delve deeper into that once others have spoken on that.
Mm-hmm. Ke kopa ho tla kamo Mr. Futhani. Definition ya how your tithe is the same as yan Tate John.
Yeah, also I think what would compound the question is do we want to define tithe from its origin in the Old Testament, or do we want to work on, if you like, an acquired definition of tithe that perhaps finds expression in the New Testament? Because, for instance, John made mention of a tax and derived from your salary.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that in the Old Testament, where arguably the practice originates from, it was during the agricultural regime of economic development, if you like. In other words, agriculture was the main source of economy and economic activities from which then tithe would be paid. So in our dispensation, wherein our main source of economy is not necessarily agriculture, and I'm not generalizing, but most of us who are employees, our tithe then would be derived from our salaries. So and maybe then to use John's definition and also trying to consider its origin in the Old Testament, then it would seem that tithe indeed is a tenth of one's salary in our dispensation, and which to add perhaps a layer to John's definition is, do we tithe from gross or from net? This is one of the layers that we need to explore during this discussion, because people, Bazalwane, have various understandings in terms of whether we tithe from gross or from net.
Wow. Moruti Manaka?
Yeah, thanks very much for the opportunity. I think as a pastor also in this time, I should be, I'm very thankful that I'm here to explain a little bit in this regard concerning tithe, though I believe my explanation may not be enough, that another pastor can explain it much better than I do. But in a nutshell, tithe, like they mentioned, is a tenth. A tenth in a sense that biblically, we Christians, we who believe God, we are the ambassadors for Christ in this world. So, as the ambassadors, we belong to a certain kingdom. And the kingdoms consist of the kings, and where that those kings have dominion. So, in essence, this kingdom, which is the kingdom of God, like any other kingdom in the world, they do collect taxes from their citizens to make sure that those kingdoms they kept going. They can do activities. They can take care of their people. They can do various things. And here we talk about a tenth, which from its origin, from the book of Genesis, it is a tax for the kingdom of God. Its work is to make sure that the kingdom of God continue on earth. So, in essence, it's not only taken from the salary. According to the way it has been done previously, tithe have been collected from, you know, the harvest, from whatever crops people may be engaged in anything. Like this gentleman in the book of Genesis, Jacob, he once said, he said to the Lord, if my journey becomes successful and I have clothes to put on and I have food to eat, I will give you tithe in everything. In everything, which means everything, means anything and everything. Include money, include anything that comes to your life as a gain from any labor. I think I should leave it here for now.
Okay. Lapho ekhaya, uyazi ukuthi sikunikeza ithuba lokuthi ubuze. Uma mhlampe kunala ungayi understand ikhona. So mhlampe ngingavulela one or two calls, and then ngizwe wena lapha ekhaya ukuthi uyayi understand yini incazelo le abasiphe yona ukuthi iyini i tithe. Kukhulunywe nge text nge tax and then kukhulunywe nge 10th of i salary and then kane brother John ubuletsele ka livestock ne
yeah yeah
leka livestock and yes. Then muruti manaka le yena a bua gore a se taba ya chelete fela akere mara ha her ka re rutlweletse hangata go dikerekeng ha go bolelwa ka tithe go suka khulunywa nge mali most of the time so hora re hona le more la tlhang hanyane moteng as muruta tlhalositse gore it's not all about money but how ka lebella hangata ge go bulwa scripture ka ne ke Malachi mang Malachi 3 most of the time mo go so khulunywa nge tithe kubhekwa leso scripture ngabe kukhona amanye ama scriptures okuthi a supporter indlela enichaza ngayo brother John
yes first of all I also needed to clarify certain things
yeah
I think the shift or the conversion from what used to be tithe in this current dispensation in my view is either misinterpretation of scriptures or people are deliberately misleading congregation of which if you go back to scriptures you realize that in fact there was an instruction in the early church or churches by that particular time where there was instruction I'm referring to scriptures if you read the book of Leviticus it's very clear Leviticus chapter 27 verse 30 it says a tithe of everything from the land whether grain from the soil or fruit from the trees belongs to the Lord it is holy to the Lord ne and then the other scripture which is very critical I think we were supposed to premise our discussion on the very same fundamental tenets of this doctrine of tithe to say how then do we have a scripture that will be overarching other scriptures that we'll be discussing today because if you look at this very same chapter I mean a book of Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 22 to 23 it says be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year, ne? Each year, not each month, each year, that your fields produce each year, eat the tithe of your grain, new wine, and olive oil, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. So now this one it doesn't necessarily talk about you taking tithe to the church. But I am saying the conversion of taking tithe as money to the church. I think I'm not saying people are doing it deliberately or we are doing it deliberately. It's either the reasons behind could be maybe they want to motivate Christians to offer in the church or what. But I think the bone of our contention should be what is it that we are not doing right?
Yeah.
Which can be corrected now.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the book of Malachi, it says, bring tithe into what? Into the storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Not into the house of the Lord, storehouse.
Mm-hmm.
So that there will be no lack, like, or so that there may be food where in the house of the Lord. All right.
Okay.
Number one, question will be: in our churches, do we really have storehouses? Can you go to a particular church right now, being hungry, and then when you leave there, you are given the food that they are referring to? Yet they will be taking tithe, the very same people, on the very same day that a person was there and was hungry. Now the question is, did we substitute storehouse with a bank account? Now how did we come to that? So those are some of the issues that needs to be interrogated to say, please, in order for us to correct these things, let's get the basics right. I think that should be the premise of our discussion to say if we want to correct these things, first, number one, tithe is not money, we agreed. It's not only about money. We agreed.
Yeah.
Number two, do we have people or poor people in the house of the Lord? Yes. Do they come to church every Sunday? Yes. Do they come there empty handed and then they leave empty handed? If the answer is yes, then do you take tithe? If the answer is yes, there's a problem.
Yeah.
And then number two, it says the widows and the poor should be looked after.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
But there is too much emphasis on giving into the church. And the reasons behind that is that so that the very same people, the poor people who are giving, will be having food. But the question is, do we really have social responsibility programs in the church that addresses the very same issues, that address the very same issues that we are dealing with now?
Yeah.
No, we don't. A person will even stop going to church because he does not have money.
Yes.
And the responsibility of tithe by interpretation of scriptures by those who are advising us to give tithe is that they will be looking after those people.
Yeah.
Now, if that is not addressed, then it's a problem. Number two, there is too much emphasis on, having the very same poor people to give tithe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the problem lies. Because if you are telling me that a widow should be advised on daily basis that he must give tithe, the poor must be advised on daily basis to give tithe, then my question will be, then what are you going to be using this money for if you are not addressing this thing? Lastly, our government has made it very clear that the poorest of the poor, the downtrodden, I'm talking about the tillers of the soil, people who have nothing, have got grants. Now, in order for you to qualify for that particular grant, in other words, you are classified as someone who cannot afford. And then you are given a meagre salary. If you want to call it that way, or rather that grant, it's very small. You cannot do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then you go to church. You have already been identified as a poor person, all right? You go to church, and then they are saying, as poor as you are, I'm not talking about offering. I want us to be very clear.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they shouldn't be giving. We are contextualizing tithe.
Mm-hmm.
And then that particular person goes to church, and then you are telling the very same person that from that grant that the government has given you, we want a tenth of it.
Ish.
Now my question would be, base that on scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't.
Ntateli Tupa, o boletse Brother John gore o ka re gona le dilo tse wrong tse leng gore di a iriwa ka chelete ya tithe. Re bua now a re bueng ka chelete a kere ke yona ko kerekeng e leng gore ya collectiwa most of the time ha ho bolelwa ka tithe. And then as Brother John a boletse gore ana ira mereko o Bible e re botsang gore chelete ya tithe tshwantse e re this and that and that. So wena ho ya ka wena ha o lebella ira mereko.
Yeah, you know, to a large extent, we are dealing with tithe reinterpreted. Because we want to go back to Numbers 18, verse 20-21, it gives us what, in my view, are clear functions of tithe. And I just want to, perhaps, if you allow me, read one verse that, for the sake of time, that will capture the essence of what I'm saying. Numbers chapter 18, verse 20, it reads, "And the Lord said to Aaron, you priests will receive no allotment of land or share of property among the people of Israel. I am your share and your allotment." Verse 21. "As for the tribe of Levi, your relatives, I will compensate them for their service in the tabernacle. Instead of an allotment of land, I will give them the tithes from the entire land of Israel." I think herein lies a clear function of tithe, if you like, in its original sense, that it was meant to benefit the Levites who were not, privileged to work. So God clearly indicates that He would compensate them. He will sort of, it becomes their source of income, source of survival, because they were not, given any inheritance of any sort. So it is clear from Scripture that only the Levites were allowed to collect or to benefit from tithe because of the reasons I've already stated. So if we are now to go to the dispensation or the new covenant, as it were, then the question becomes, who are the Levites or who have inherited the status of the Levitical ancestry such that they qualify to collect tithe from the congregation? So if we answer this question, I suspect we might be able to determine whether or not the money collected in the name of tithe is used as it's supposed to be used. The thing is, we are dealing with a practice that has acquired different meanings, such that it is difficult to argue that it is being used appropriately or inappropriately. So churches localize their interpretation and application of the practice of tithe. So that's what complicates the discussion. And also to bear in mind that we are no longer a theocratic nation as it was during the origin of tithe. In our days, already we are taxed from SARS. So for me, that's a form of tithe already, because out of it comes what John has already mentioned, social grants and all forms of programs that have been put in place to alleviate poverty come from our taxes. In essence, you have already tithed by virtue of being taxed. So the government is doing its part to alleviate poverty and to help the poor. And also, I think in the house of God, the church also needs to do its part. But you cannot disadvantage the already disadvantaged people in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm. And earlier on, obuletse taba ya hore o tithe from gross or net. So tithe from in gross or net. Ke botsa wena 32 because kwena o mentioning taba ya gross and net.
Yeah. I mentioned it as an item for discussion because if time permits, if we are to be married to the spirit of tithe and tithing, I think we need to tithe from gross to gross.
Kana gross again, ke chalete we grant before ba deduct.
Yeah.
Net ke e setseng ba deduct.
Yes.
Okay.
So you must tithe
from gross.
From gross.
Hmm. Sure. Mm-mm. All right.
Otherwise, you are a thief, as Malachi would say.
Sure. All right. Ke kopa ho tla go moruti manaka ne. Wa itse go tla botlhoko ne ha re bua taba ya hore chelete e leng hore ya ntshiwa go dikerekeng as tithe. Ngabe iya siza yini ko dikerekeng go ya ka mkgo Bible e reng tshwanetse e bereke ka teng. Why I'm saying that, because there was this lady ne ke sala ka utlwa botlhoko. This lady o feleleditse a le homeless, and then o na le kereke leng gore o kena ko yona full time. Gore o bile homeless yang, I don't understand. Because as church, a kereke family engwe ya hae. E leng hore if you have a problem, o lela ko bathong ba kereke, and then e ne bona ba e leng gore ba go thusa. but azange athola help and then afeleletsa ali homeless. So Muruti ke kopa go botsa gore ko dikerekeng tithe pila e berekang, because gona le batho ba bang ba ileng hore motho utlo are nna le hore ke tithe ko kerekeng nkampane ka fa organization e rileng or nkampane ka nka tshelata ka kae la tlhela ko home e rileng, because I can see hore ba khona ba fa marobalo ba khona ho ba fa dijo and all that. So ke kopa ho utlwa from Muruti.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, there's something I think I should put it clear in terms of our discussion here.
Yeah.
Our discussion, I think, is whether should in this dispensation,
yes,
must tithe or
mm-hmm.
not. So, and I don't want to find myself discussing the administration of other ministries,
yeah,
or other churches, because I don't know how they do the administration in the church.
Yeah.
So, but I want first to answer the question asked by Brother John here. I want quickly to ask to read from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 14. It reads as this: "You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year,
mm-hmm.
and you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name abide. The tithe of your grain and your new wine and your oil of the firstborn of your heads and your flocks, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always." One of the things that we learn here is that it helps us to fear the Lord. You know, I want us to take that point, but this is not what I'm talking about now. But if the journey is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, then you shall exchange it for money. Let me comma here. Tithe, whether it's in grain or cows or whatever you make it, tithe is redeemable, because money is answerable to anything. So, in other words, if a person he cannot tithe, actually, in fact, it answers that question of John, say, where should we go and put tithe? And here it reads, if the journey where God has chosen for you to put that tithe is too long, you can then redeem that money. Like in today, I can redeem my apples that I've harvested in my house or in the field, whatever of my harvest, I can redeem it, make it a money, and transfer it into the coffers of the church, which is exactly where the Lord has chosen us to put the tithe in.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a question also of saying what the tithe for. I want us to read the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 31.
2 Chronicles
chapter 31.
Okay.
Because I believe the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and that the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed.
Mm.
So we will take the tithe from the Old Testament and go with it into the New Testament,
okay,
and see whether really it is... is it true that we should tithe at this dispensation, as the question was?
Mm.
Let me quickly go to 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles chapter 31.
Sikhuluma indaba ye tithe, bazalwane, sibuka ukuthi ngabe kulesi sikhathi esiphila kusona kwamanje kusase relevant yini ukuthi ke sithide. Umfundisi asabheka iscripture,
yes,
ngifundele comment. Okay, Erike bale comment ekapela Muruti. In the New Testament, while Jesus doesn't explicitly abolish tithing, he emphasizes the importance of justice, mercy, and faithfulness, suggesting that these are more important than merely tithing. Here's a more detailed explanation. Jesus' view on tithing. Matthew 23, verse 23. Jesus criticizes the scribes and the Pharisees for focusing on tithing while neglecting justice, mercy, and faithfulness. He states that they should tithe but not neglect the more important aspects of the law.
Thank you. Yes, and I hope I will get to that one as well, the comment.
Yeah.
Right, from verse 4, it reads, moreover, he commanded the people who dwelt in Jerusalem to contribute support for the priests and the Levites, that they might devote themselves to the law of the Lord. So, in fact, the reason why the Levites and the priests were given this opportunity of earning from the tithe that is given into the house of the Lord, it was because they were supposed to devote themselves into the services of the Lord. So, in other words, like myself, I'm a pastor and I'm a policeman at the same time. So the attention that I give to the church is not enough unless there was enough provision in the house of the Lord that I can be able to focus fully into the house of the Lord. So, in other words, this tithe, the work of the tithe, is for those who are working in the house of the Lord. Not only the pastors. And it depends also on the administration of each and every church. You know, the need of each church differ completely. They differ completely. Some churches, of course, I've seen some churches with big numbers of people with a good turnover in terms of the masses and the money as well. They reach out. They reach out to where the small churches cannot be able to reach. So, again, when I come to that comment that was made from the book of Matthew 23, I want to emphasize something there. Jesus Christ was criticizing the Pharisees and the scribes for boasting about giving tithe of mint and other form of tithe that they've been giving. And if you also check in the book of Luke chapter 18, there is a man, a Pharisee, who came to Christ and say, look, I am not like this, a tax collector. I'm giving tithe and I'm fasting twice a week. He mentioned people that he's better than them. So when Jesus was answering in the book of Matthew 23:23, when he was saying they are neglecting the weightier things. In other words, Jesus Christ didn't talk much about tithe in the New Testament. However, he wanted to show that the giving of tithe, it shouldn't be an issue, because it's a small thing. There are issues in the church. When you check in the media, social media everywhere, church members are abused sexually and other way of, there are just issues actually that people are subjected to by the so-called men of God that we cannot mention in this studio. In other words, Jesus Christ was mentioning that tithe, it's a small thing. It's a less weightier thing. Let us focus on the heavy stuff, meaning giving tithe in the church, it shouldn't be a problem actually, according to Christ. In other words, if we started with the small things like tithe, if the church can start understand that those things that are simpler things, and then the Lord will be able to entrust us with some bigger things that we should focus on and that we should talk about. So, and we stand. I'm standing here with understanding that there are people who are abusing this office of dealing with the monies, and some of them they may be calling themselves they belongs to us, while they don't belong to us. But however, I want to emphasize this again, that the administration of each church, the administration of tithe, is not something that I can enter into the studio, because each man of God is facing his own challenges where he's operating. So,
okay.
Yes.
Nako ya rona ne ar sana nako.
Thank you.
Because santse go kene the next program. Ke kopare pose hona mo muruti ne.
Yes.
And then next week ra tswela ke re. Yes. Ne re re fela re ale and then batho ba understand gore tithe ke eng.
Yes.
So next week are tsweleng pele.
God
so
bless.
In 1 second, how we kwala for today, waring muruti.
What I'm saying, let us go and do financial education as Christians, so that the issue of tithe can be seen as a small thing.
Yeah.
First, financial education. If the church can be educated on the issues of finances,
mm-hmm.
then we are no longer going to talk about the small things. We'll be facing the bigger things.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Tate Rituba, in 1 second, 1 second.
The visible invisibility of teaching on tithe in the New Testament renders it problematic.
Brother John, 1 second.
The Bible says, let everything be done decently and in order in the house of the Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Are we going to happen next week?
Thank you.
Okay, sure. Next week, it's a very question. It's a default. Amen.
Amen.
We as a pastor, really, Hodi, Uzosala now, and Joba Sega Shiloh of 5 o'clock. Say Abuya next week. Bless you. City Messiah. Telantate, Moya Ohalalelang.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.